teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love all that we have in store. So take me to the
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Statler. I've got James Martinez co-hosting with me. Hello, James.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay, but I've got a little problem here. I'm going to have to get out the hair gel because the hair on the back of my neck is standing straight up.
My ass, why?
Well, financially, I don't think things are looking real good. Greenspan has been coming out. He's got his tell-all book out, and I'm sure that's gonna let everybody know what's going on. If the book is anything like the man spoke in front of Congress, you're gonna have to pack your lunch and get your knapsack out because it's gonna put you to sleep. But Greenspan is saying some mighty telling things, and this is the guy, by the way, James, that, well, he was involved in the dot-com bubble. He helped to make up the housing bubble for Mr. Bernanke. And I don't know if Bernanke is either insane or he's just a hand-picked successor to take the heat for Alan Greenspan. In other words, he's a sacrificial lamb. Right before the program, I was talking to my chief engineer, and they were pre-approved for a house. They were getting ready to close on it. Mm-hmm. Well, they came back and said, well, we can't do that now. Your credit was okay, your money was good, but if you can go out and find a house 60% less than what you're asking for, we might be able to find the money, but don't bank on it even then.
Yeah, it's don't bank.
It's don't bank.
That's really what it comes down to, it seems like.
And there's something else dangerous out there that, well, I'm sure it's irrational exuberance on just the people out there that have money in banks in England. But they're starting to get a little bit nervous over there. The crisis is deepening at North Rock. I just heard the financial rah-rah boys here on CNBC this morning and Bloomberg. Oh, it's no big deal. The bank is financially sound.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. You know, you can say that the bank is sound, but what is threatening the banks right now are people's attitudes. They're getting a little fidgety out there. And they're wanting their cash out of the bank because they're not trusting that the bank is going to be solvent by the next day or the Friday or the following Monday. So they want to take their funds out of it. Now, here's the problem with that, James. It's called fractionalized reserve banking, and any bank manager will tell you that if half the depositors showed up at his bank at any given day to take their funds out of the bank, even if it was just for a day, the bank probably wouldn't be there the following day. Because they don't have the money on hand.
Or they'll tell you, can you wait 5 days and get it then? Mm. It's my money. You say I have it, but well, can you have it for me now? No. Can you come back in 5 days? Which is what a lot of the time what they do.
Well, and what's yours is theirs until they give it back. It's still theirs, but you're right. But what is threatening the banking industry, and this is what's making This is what is making the economists just absolutely white-knuckled. It isn't bad enough that we have the subprime mortgage bubble that has popped. All the derivatives are coming home to rest. All the hedge funds are looking really, really snaky. But on top of all that, if the public gets in their head that they just want to get out of the bank and just take their money out, they're going to have a rude awakening because it ain't going to be there, and this possibly could start the free fall of the banks. More on this after the break. John Statmiller, James Martinez. This is Cash Flow, and we'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Well, Sir Alan, I think he was knighted, fighting words from Greenspan. And the writer says, I don't normally start off my reports with a plug for other media, but I understand that Alan Greenspan will be on the Today Show on NBC this morning to talk about his book, which, to my way of thinking, is an explosive problem for the, he calls it, the Republic Corp. Powers.
I think they should use the Shania Twain music as an intro before he shows up on the show.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. Do you remember what was the commercial?
I'm just saying, because the guy, if for anybody that knows what's really going on, to watch this guy talk his talk, God, it's unbelievable.
Well, I don't. I've listened to the guy's talk, and he doesn't say anything.
Of course, that's what I'm saying.
He is the most ambiguous, slow talking, dog faced boy I've ever seen in my life. And that's the whole point, that he drones on endlessly, so nobody ever really gets what he's saying. He just speaks, and people listen. If you've seen the screen wipes over the past years, Greenspan speaks as if he's God. Well, right. He's the God of the funny money system here inside the United States. But having said all that, I don't know what he was saying, when he was even saying it. Now, he says that Greenspan said that despite all the hype, the Iraq war was really about oil. Yeah, that too. But
thanks, Greenspan.
Well, and of course, you know, we had, after World War II, we had we had the Bretton Woods Agreement that everything was on the federal dollar. You know, it's when we have a world war, blast everything to kingdom come, and then the banks, oh, that's right, they're just there with tons of money to help in the rebuilding and the restructuring. But,
exactly.
Yeah, and but the problem is that they're talking about going on the euro for the reserve currency and getting off the dollar. That's how weak and unstable it is. Now, he says Iraq was really about oil. Well, it's about the globalist plan. It's about the roadmap for peace for Israel. It's about control, that's for sure. If you take a look at the map in the Middle East, it was the British that drew the lines in the sand. Now it's our turn. If you look at Iraq, Syria, Iran, Afghanistan, right, all these countries, that's the British were in there for some 40 years just doing their little thing and, well, nation building unto themselves. Now we're in deconstructing and, well, we're going to rebuild a happy, smiley face, bank-ridden, debt Middle East with Mickey D's on one street corner and a XXX movie theater on the other. You don't want democracy, you know, hey, if you don't want democracy, we're just going to kill it to give it to you. We don't care.
Exactly.
Now,
that's pretty much it in a nutshell, just like that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I couldn't speak any plainer if I wanted to. He said, by the way, that in looking forward to 2030, now I love this because here the dog-faced boy is really, really, really getting low here on the totem pole as far as veracity, honesty, whatever. He says, looking forward to 2030, that double-digit inflation is likely before we get there. No, double-digit inflation is already here. We don't have
right.
to go. We don't have to go 22, 23, 24, 25 years out. It's here right now.
That would be what year would it be? $230 trillion by then, if it were still going the way it is now.
Well, and you know what they're going to do. This is my projection. I don't make too many prognostications, but I said by the end of the month you'll see silver, or I'm sorry, gold, at least $725. Now it's not too far away from that right now. But the other thing that I said that, and I talked about this over the years, that when a currency gets ready to crumble, there's got to be something to replace it. Well, we've already seen the Amero. We know that it's sitting in the banks across the country right now, ready for distribution. When the currency exchange happens, because, well, after all, the dollar just crashed, and we've got to give you something. So all you people that have money in the banks right now, it's a small adjustment. If you had $1,000 in the bank, guess what? You got 100 now, but don't worry, you still have money in the bank, and it's a solid currency. Now, that's what I see happening here with this Amero deal. You know, it isn't just there for, well, just to do business in the world markets, you know, the European.
Have you seen the official, what they look like? I've seen pictures, but I don't know if that's a legitimate picture or not.
We actually had a friendly out in a bank in Phoenix that saw a pallet of this stuff sitting in their vault.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
they're ready to go.
Well, of course. I mean, they've got to do something. And when the dollar crashes and it's not worth anything, what are you going to give them? Well, you got to give them something to play around with. Monopoly money wouldn't quite do. It just doesn't look real enough. But they'll give you the Amero, and there'll have to be an adjustment made. Now, old Alan here, when Alan speaks, I certainly do listen. He says, the Fed is meeting in Jackson Hole and due out with an interest rate decision tomorrow, which is the toughest test for the Republic Corp and Ben Bernanke. Now, they're at least being a little honest on the Wall Street cheerleader boys. They're saying that even if it's a 50 basis point on reduction on the interest, that this is not going to filter through the economy until maybe 6-9 months down the road. That's not going to help. That's not even putting a Band-Aid on the situation. What is happening right now with credit is the same thing that happened back in 1929. They were overexposed. They had too much currency out there in circulation, and they had to draw that down. Well, back in 29, yeah, they had some currency out there that they wanted to, well, just bring in to maybe hedge inflation down just a tad. But the problem is that there is so much liquidity, so many just absolute worthless dollars out there floating around. This ain't going to be a 1929. They're probably, and I hope that I'm wrong, they're probably going to have to switch the currencies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
I don't see what else they can do.
Now, well, I mean, you think about it. Didn't Ben Bernanke say that he's going to throw dollars out of helicopters? Well, of course. Well, he's going to be able to do that because he's going to be throwing dollars and not going to be worth anything.
Right.
So it's going to be a nice confetti parade. You know, it'd be like you walking into a bank with a Confederacy currency right now and saying, hey, I want to exchange this for Federal Reserve notes. They'd laugh you out of the bank.
Right.
Yeah. So
you can call the Secret Service at that, too.
Yeah. Just don't walk in the bank with federal or anything other than their prescribed debt script. You know, that's not allowed.
Even
people that have gone out and made their own script and backed it by real currency in reserve, that doesn't work. Even though they got the green light from the Secret Service before that, well, it was perfectly legal, now they're saying that it isn't. So,
just like that.
Well, of course. I mean, that's the way we work. We're just magical and mystical, and we're all full of just mystery and intrigue, and, well, who ends up holding the bag is just the generally dumb public out there. So it's not looking real, real good. Now, this Northern Rock deal that we talked about last week, this is a lot worse than they're letting on in the news. And it's the panic engulfing mortgage lender Northern Rock, the PLC, British fifth largest lender by may mark a watershed, as they say, in the story in the British economy by undermining the confidence of investors and consumers. The surprise and rapidity of Northern Rock's plight have raised questions about how the potential impact of the collapse of the U.S. subprime mortgage market on Britain was so underrated. Now, pleas for calm from the government and the mortgage lender itself again fell on deaf ears as Northern Rock customers, despite their assurances, they were nothing short of desperate to withdraw savings, rejoined long lines outside of branches in Britain and Ireland. And Roy Hornsby, a guy, a 69-year-old guy that's been around for a few years, he said, with the Wall Street crash in the 1920s, people were frightened and reluctant to put money into banks, so they kept it under their mattresses. Mm. And he was about one of the 50 people that was standing in line at this bank. You know, right. and James, they'll tell you, well, you can't hoard currency. That needs to be in circulation. You can't hoard cash. You can't hoard anything. You got to put it in circulation so we can withdraw it. We can't have that bothersome currency out there, even though that it is only worth roughly 2 cents on the dollar right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good. Yeah, I find it ironic that Greenspan is suddenly at this time come out on and doing his little tour. I think it's very ironic. When did you say he's coming on again, or has he already been on?
I think he's already been on.
Yeah, I'll have to watch the replays of that and see what he didn't say.
Well, and what you need to do is record it and then play it on fast speed. And by the way, Greenspan has been making some pretty disturbing statements. He told the news magazine Stern that the euro may replace the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. Now, if this is a confession, this is getting pretty big. Worse, Greenspan is telling the British, but it might be as well as American too, the homeowners to brace for much higher home rates and issues something which I read is in this report, right? It's almost akin to an apology for homeowners for his role in it. Now, I want you to keep something in mind, folks. You may be making your mortgage payments right now. You might be on a 30-year fixed mortgage. But you better read the fine print of your contract, because it says that any time that they can call that loan due. Now, it wouldn't behoove them to do that, not at this point. There's already a glut of housing on the market right now, and it would serve no purpose for them to go out and start foreclosing on homes. Well, they wouldn't have to foreclose. They would just jack your rates up, and you couldn't make the payment, and the eventuality of that is foreclosure. But it wouldn't serve their purposes right now. They need as many rats in the little treadmill running as fast as they can.
Exactly.
To keep things going. So,
that's exactly right.
Greenspan speaks, people listen. Wasn't there a Merrill Lynch commercial or something like that, where somebody from a company would speak and everybody would listen? Well,
here we go.
Yeah. I hear the deafening silence out there is what I hear. Okay, we'll break. John Stadtmiller, James Martinez, it is Cash Flow. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Well, the financial crisis that England is under right now, just to let you know, and they're not telling you on this in the news, folks. I mean, they're not going to tell you this. The only thing you get out of the cheerleaders is Northern Rock is financially solid. But that is not really what's going on. Spooked customers. Now, this is since early last Friday. They've already withdrawn $4 billion out of Northern Rock. And, and it revealed that it had asked the central bank for emergency funds and warned that its profits would take a big hit. Well, yeah, I guess so. And this Nick Clark, he's an analyst for Charles Stanley and Company. I just love the Orwellian doublespeak here. He says, right, the images of customers queuing up in the high street has done irreparable damage to the franchise, and suggesting the buyer would have to move quickly to save the bank's reputation. You know, folks are starting to find out about this, James, that, in fact, banking as they know it is probably been the biggest financial scam that has ever been perpetrated on people all over this globe. And simply,
I can attest to that for sure.
Yeah, and simply put, they get the manufacture money out of thin air and then turn around, call a legitimate currency, and
enslave us.
And then charge an interest for it.
Right. Right.
And folks, if you look at a dollar bill, you know, this is legal tender for all debts and obligations. Yeah, but whatever. It is a debt currency. You can never, if I owed you $10, you know, and I gave you a $10 Federal Reserve note, that's all that is connected with. It's interest. In other words, it's a debt instrument. I can't retire a debt with you. I can discharge the debt and move it on to somebody else, but I can never kill that debt off. And right. And simply saying that, going back to the fractionalized reserve banking system, when you have a bank that if you deposit $100, then they claim that they got $1,000 on account to loan out, where did that $900 come from?
Mm-hmm.
They pulled
exactly.
It right out of thin air and then turn around and charge interest to the next person that wants to borrow money. So right. This whole thing is set up on a worldwide scam. The entire planet is awash with funny money. And, folks, we wouldn't be having this crisis right now. Not kind of, sort of, maybe, well, maybe, maybe not, if we had a solid, honest currency that was backed by gold and silver. None of this stuff would be transpiring right now. None of it. Because they couldn't play their little mind games, their manipulative games, their scams. I don't care if it's using money for mortgages. I don't care if it's using money for credit cards. I don't care what it is. You know, there's been a lot of speculation on, say, the issue of JFK. There were many reasons why people wanted to see this guy go away. The military-industrial complex, James, understood that if they didn't go into Vietnam, you know, people like Sara Lee and Hughes Helicopter wouldn't be making tons of money. Mattel, that's when they were making guns that shot lead that didn't contain lead in their buttstocks.
Mm-hmm.
But there were other people that he made mad as well. The CIA, he said that he wanted to sprinkle that to the four winds, just throw it to the four winds. He did a lot of different things. One thing that he did, and I do believe that this was JFK's demise and the true reason for it, didn't have anything to do with Cuba or the mafia or anything else.
Federal Reserve.
Bingo. Because what this guy did was order the Treasury to print United States notes that were non-interest bearing. That put a dent in the scam banks, the international banksters and their little schemes. And we can't have greenbacks out there that aren't interest bearing. And Kennedy said that, he was going to give the consumer a break by issuing federal notes that weren't interest-bearing. Now, that smacks the globalists right between the eyes. That hits them where they live. That really hits them, and it hurts them. Because they have been running this scam for so many years, buying up real stuff, property, gold, silver, any commodities, anything of worth out there. They've manufactured their own money, and now they're turning around and buying everything up with it. But the true wealth is what they're going after, not the wealth. People think of how rich are you? How much money do you have in a bank? That's not worth anything. That's the hope and the promise that is worth what they say that it is. Now, if you were to tell somebody back in the 40s or the 50s, say, hey, you know, by 2000, the dollar's only going to be worth 3-4 cents, they'd tell you we're crazy. But that is the nature of the debt currency, that it constantly devalues, and they keep chalking it up to inflation. Well, it's inflation that's hurting the dollar. No, it's the dollar that's hurting the dollar.
Always has been. Yep, that's exactly right.
Tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Who do I have here? I'm sorry. You need to type that on the screen. Jeff from St. Louis. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Testing 1, 2, 3. How you doing today?
Hey, we're here.
Hey, you know what? Appreciate your show. I actually was tuning in to hear Ed and Elaine, but they're on at 9 o'clock in the morning now, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of on the same subject, the Federal Reserve, and I believe that was President Kennedy's demise. I have a $2 bill with a red stamp on it that says United States note at the top of it.
Yep.
And obviously, Mr. Kennedy figured out that we can, you know, we always talk about the so-called national debt. Well, we can eliminate the national debt overnight if all we have to do is eliminate the people we owe it to. Is that correct?
Here's another plan. I've suggested this before. Well, fire up the printing presses, order the United States Treasury through executive order, print enough money to retire the debt with the international banksters and their 12 member banks inside this country, and people said it couldn't be done. Well, I'll tell you how it can be done after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Yeah, Jeff, how we can simply do this is just order the printing presses to fire up, print Federal Reserve notes, or pick a note. It doesn't matter what it is. Just call it any kind of greenback that you want. And just tell the international banksters that, hey, we're going to pay off our debt with you in full, and here's the money.
Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah, and what could they do? Because what you've actually done is retired their debt money with more funny money. So what are they going to do?
Sounds like a decent idea to me.
Jeff, what do you think of that idea?
Yeah, Jeff, what do you think?
Oh, he's gone? Okay, all right. Yeah, he dropped.
He likes it.
Yeah. That'd be one way to do it. People do not understand. And what's more amazing about this is when you think about jobs, if you go up to Google and you just Google in layoffs, what you will get is 10 pages on 10 separate pages on Google just from August 31st to what's the date today, the 17th? You know, a couple hundred here, a couple hundred there, a couple thousand here, a couple thousand there. But this has been going on for quite some time. Layoffs in manufacturing jobs, folks, isn't something of recent. This goes back into the 70s and the 80s when they were shipping their manufacturing, what they used to do in-house. They called it Well, it was too labor-intensive, so we can't produce our own parts, assemble them, and then make complete products because it's too cost-intensive. Now, during that time, James, they went through the entire thing with the auto industry. There's a great example there. You want to talk about peak efficiency? Well, I won't sit here and tell you that prior to that, that the people that worked for General Motors or Ford or Chrysler or anybody else was working at full capacity. Because 9 times out of 10, the management and the union was always at odds, and its union members on the floor. Just absolutely crappy work environment. Ford came along, they had a better idea, and they said, well, we're going to give incentives to the workers out there, which they did. Oh, by the way, you want to improve your productivity and the product that you're making? That's only going to make the product more attractive to the marketplace. We'll now take your input on the job that you're doing, rather than some pencil neck pencil pusher that works on management someplace in the mid tier upstairs. So
Right, exactly. They
tried that, and it worked. Well, the American worker in the auto companies right now is more efficient than it has ever been. But the problem is, as I stated, going back even to the 70s and 80s, what they were doing was making their kit cars. In other words, having the products, components produced outside the United States, ship them back in here for assembly. And that's basically what they've ended up being, is assembly plants. And what they first started to do with these jobs is they went out to job shops here in the United States. They had a widget or a product or a piece or a component or something they wanted. They'd throw it out there, of course, give it to the lowest bidder. And, you know, the lowest bidder is always going to give you the best product, right? Quality control is job one here. So at any rate, they did everything that they could to dump the jobs within the auto companies because they wanted to get away from manufacturing. And then even that was too expensive. You people out there, you got this insane idea that you need to have a job to buy things like durable goods, refrigerators, you know, cars, what have you.
No, you just need to stand by your mailbox and wait for a credit card application.
Yeah. And that's exactly what Americans did, Mark. Mark my words.
Mark my words. You just stand by your mailbox. Doesn't even matter if you live there. An application will show up.
Yeah.
You can just call them up, and before you know it, in 2 weeks, you'll have some funny money.
Yeah. Just watch that mailbox, even though that you... Yeah. We're dispossessed from that house 6 months ago. Just watch your mailbox.
But right, exactly.
It's strange. It's weird. There's not a whole lot that people can do out there, James, about the economy. We don't have a whole lot of input into that. But there are some things that people can do, at least on their front at home right now, about at least credit card debt. And if you would, James, because you're the grand poobah of this message, what can people do if they're staring at credit card payments right now, if they're only making the minimum payments and they're going to have that debt around their neck for 20 or 30 years without ever touching the principal, just making those minimum payments to pay the usury fee? If people are in a jam right now and they need to clear that debt out of the way to keep themselves solvent, how do they do it?
Well, one of the things is I'm a representative of North American Educational Services. I've been with that company for a long time as an agent, and it's the most successful debt elimination company in the United States. Everything they do uses the laws that are in place today. Basically, if somebody's got credit card debt that they can deal with, everything up to the point when a credit card is at a law firm or is in litigation. Any credit cards, if you're behind on payments, or if you're on time with payments, we can take your credit cards, such as like a Capital One, American Express, Chase, things of those that are out there, and they have a choice of either settling them at the best rate that they can do on their own, or they can eliminate it entirely through the educational process that that particular company teaches. I've had people come in with as little as $10,000 to people who come in with $250,000 and go through this program and successfully eliminate it. Some of those accounts, when you get into this school, which basically what it is, all you need to do to be able to make this a success is to have a telephone and a home computer and willingness to learn and follow the instructors on how they teach you how to do it, send out your letters, follow the process, and that is it. It's extremely successful. Some of you have different ratios of debt that you may be feeling is totally out of control. This is the way to eliminate it. And for those people that are listening that need to contact me privately about that, may do so at the following number, which is 310-201-6536, or they may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, and I will go through it and give you your options on how to best do it based upon your lives and what you're doing. And that is the best way at this time and with what's going on, everything in the economy, to eliminate it.
You're talking about discharging the credit card debt entirely, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That's right.
And if somebody doesn't want to go that route, doesn't want to become their own master of their own ship, so to speak, and rely on themselves to make sure that those letters are sent out and all correspondence is answered, what's the next thing?
The next thing they can do, which is if they want somebody to come in and do that for them, there is a sister settlement program that we have where basically the company will guarantee 50% or less of the principal amount, and a settled as agreed or paid as agreed on their credit report for all your credit cards. And this includes like gas cards, store cards, also school loans. Not federal loans, but other types of school loans, they can settle those as well. Some people prefer to do that because it's a psychological issue. For me personally, I wouldn't give them anything, but that's just me. Some people want to prefer to settle it, and they save a tremendous amount of money and struggle throughout the years by settling it. It's really up to them. However, most people that I speak to, when they understand the long-term effects and their goals and strategies, they prefer to get rid of the entire amount and take it all the way. But everybody's different. So some people need to do it fast. Some people have got the time. And you want to make sure when you do these things that you're not in the middle of buying a house or buying a car or anything like that. You want to take time out to dedicate your time at this particular thing, eliminating it, and then do those things when you're restructured and you're back on your feet and you're in control.
That is the way to do it. And your email address is getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Let me slide this in. This came out in the Wall Street Journal just a few days ago. Quoting them, "The rising interbank lending rate are a proxy of sorts for the increased risk that some banks somewhere may go belly up." That was in an editorial on the 6th of September. Ironically, the Wall Street Journal, their editorial staff, which normally defends deregulation and laissez-faire economics, tooth and nail, rather, is now calling for regulators to make sure they are on top of the banks that are supposed to be regulating, so we don't get any surprise bank failures that spook the markets and confirm the worst fears being whispered about. Surprise bank failures? Henry Liu sums it up like this in his article, "The Rise of the Non-Bank System," required reading for anyone who wants to understand why a stock market crash is imminent. Banks worldwide now reportedly face a risk exposure of $891 billion in asset-backed commercial paper facilities. Now, it's not $891 billion, folks. It is $2 to $3 trillion. Okay,
right.
So they're not.
How about this one? This was written in from USA Today. It says, "Credit card industry resists change as fees shock many." This was written in USA Today. I wanted to put this quote and let everybody know, because I know this has happened to a lot of people out here. Steve Gutierrez of Houston says he recently was hit by a $29 late payment after he paid online 31 minutes after 3 p.m. deadline. Because his late payment also caused his account to exceed his credit limit, he was socked with a 29 over the limit fee. His 31 minutes late payment cost him nearly $60. Okay. This is just a tiny fraction of what these companies do. And then because of things that they're doing, they had a Senate meeting where the senators came together, met with Citibank, and Citibank said, well, okay, we're going to stop doing this and we're going to stop this universal default. But then they never did. and they just kept on going. So for everybody's listening, the banks are running the show, period, on some level. And you don't have to live with that. You can get out of it.
And get out of it, I suggest you do, folks, because here's going to be the scenario. And this is not beyond the realm of them doing this. Matter of fact, they do it. It's more common than not that if you're late on your credit card payments, as this gentleman, 31 minutes late, he gets socked with a $60 fee. But they, if you miss a payment, or you're even late on a payment, they can jack you up to almost 28% interest on that card. And they can do it
on all of your cards.
And they can do it legally.
That's right.
Now, if you think about this, folks, if you're not just making minimum payments right now, you're actually trying to pay down your credit cards. Say that you have a little money interruptus here. You got a sick relative, your wife is in the hospital, you don't have insurance, or you have something that really goes afoul and you miss a payment. They can put you in that high-risk category, and I think they're probably going to be doing this more and more to people because they don't really care about the principal money that you have because that's just icing on the cake. Their real money comes from the interest that they're, the ridiculous amount of interest that they're charging you for the privilege of using that credit card.
So that means the public has, there's no room for error in your life. And as soon as there is, they're going to profit off of it. That's, I mean, we strip it all down. That's what it comes down to.
And you might as well
just sit, like you said.
Yeah, and you might as well sit down and play a game of Monopoly and get that little card on chance, you know, that says, you know, bank error in your favor, collect $25. No, you're not going to be collecting anything. The only thing you're going to be collecting is more debt through interest. And that is the real problem. By the way, back to this Wall Street Journal article, it actually tells the truth here. They keep saying that this is a liquidity problem, that, because of the housing bubble out there, banks don't want to loan money to each other and they don't want to bail each other out. They just want to stand fast and go through their accounting procedures and get their backyard cleaned up. Well, the article, and I'm reading this verbatim here, says this signifies that the crisis is no longer one of liquidity, in other words, cash flow, but of the deteriorating credit worthiness system-wide that restoring liquidity alone cannot cure. Now, liquidity crunch is a symptom, not the disease. The disease is a decade of permissive tolerance for credit abuse, which the banks, regulators, and rating agencies were willing accomplices. Now, there's nearly a trillion, they say that it's a trillion in worthless paper clogging up the system. Folks, it's over a trillion, it's over 2 trillion, putting the kibosh on the big private equity deals and spreading panic through the money markets. And it is literally a slow motion train wreck, and there's not a thing that the Fed can do about it. So they're talking on the news all day long, you know, gosh, we've got O.J. Simpson's back in the news.
What a country. You can get away with murder, move to Florida, not pay anything, and then get on game shows.
Well, he was on a quest. He was out in Vegas, and he was going to collect some pictures and some memorabilia that belonged to him, and he only wanted to do it at gunpoint. He faces 7 felony charges, but the point is that this is what you're going to hear all day. That in the Fed tomorrow may reduce 50 basis points the prime rate. Nothing. It is nothing. They might as well be sitting there whistling Dixie at you, or do a game show. I mean, do something other than that, because it's non-news. It is nothing that has anything to do with reality. And this article is right. It is a liquidity problem. They've got so much trash paper out there floating around. Nobody wants to work with this stuff anymore. Nobody, our friends around the world in this global economy, look at us and go, Federal Reserve what? We're not touching that. Are you crazy? It's only worth a couple of cents. No, we're going to go to the euro. It's a little bit more stable. Mm-hmm. Now,
that's right.
Now, I don't know. Georgie Porgy wants to strike Iran. He wants to fire up a war in Iran. Simply from an economic standpoint, how do you think he's going to pay for it? If they're borrowing $2 to $3 billion a day just to finance the bloated bureaucracy, all the obligations that the Fed has right now, And it's well over $1 trillion. And keep in mind, folks, when you borrow $1 trillion from the international gangster banksters, well,
they
you're talking
forget about that.
Well,
ever.
you're talking about, what's the juice on $1 trillion? What's the interest on $1 trillion?
I can't even think.
I can't even eat. It doesn't matter because it's the argument and the answer would be just as insane as the system itself. But when you look at this, people think when they pay their income taxes that they're paying for the running of the government. No, you're paying the interest on the money that they have borrowed and not one dime of your IRS contributions to the America. Uncle Sammy, as they like to call him, is not one penny of that is going for the running of this country. At all. They've robbed the Social Security Trust. You people out there want to know that every election time that they get the gray-haired set out there real upset because, well, Social Security may be insolvent. That's because the jokers have been robbing the trust year after year after year. They couldn't rob it anymore. So what's George Bush do not too long ago? Well, he raises the debt ceiling, $800 billion, almost $1 trillion. Folks, these are mad people playing with mad money. And your neck is on the block. We'll take the short break here, close out this edition of Cash Flow with James Martinez. Almost said Martinez again. Smack me. And John Stadtmiller. Cash Flow. We'll be right back.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By the way, I said that you could Go into Google and just punch in layoffs, and you get 10 pages.
You're wrong. It's 10,000 pages.
Well, no, I was going to say do it on bank runs, and then you'll start to see that there is a fraying and a tattering of the confidence. And see, this is what they're most afraid of. It's the confidence that the general public has out there that somehow that their bank may not be 100% on solvency grounds. Well, no, what this does is exposes the underbelly and the fiat money system and the debt currency that they've foisted upon the entire globe. And I suspect that there is going to be a severe backlash and a rebellion against the bankers. And folks that don't know history, you need to read into our own history of what the founders and people like Tommy Jefferson and all the crowd had to say about democracy and, oh, that's right, private banking. And you will see the wisdom of these guys and the country that they set up here with a constitution. It was to protect individual liberties, but more importantly, keep the government in check. Most people, by the way, James, think that the Constitution's for the individual. No, you have the rights. The Constitution was written as guidelines and the stopgap for the power mad and the marauders and the fakers out there. That's what it was designed for. So go into Google and hit bank runs and see what starts to turn up.
Exactly.
Folks, we don't mean to give you the bad news, but we have to shock you into reality. If you already know what's going on, fine. Tell somebody else about it. You don't have adequate words in which to explain it, tell them to listen to this program. It's on Monday through Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., and that is Central Time with James Martinez and myself. And while we're not only going to tell you about the problem, we can't do anything about managing your money for you. That is a private thing that you have to go through yourself, but there are people out there that are willing to assist you. And if you don't start asking questions, the important questions as, oh boy, what do I do now, would be a good start. But if you think that you're financially solid and that you're going to be okay, what we've been describing here is going to affect every man, woman, and child in this country. Nobody is going to escape. And now for those that are more well healed, well, we've got that disparity of the rich and the poor are getting poorer. Well, where the poor are coming from are the middle class. There are those in the top tier of this country will weather this just fine. Are they going to take a financial hit? Well, of course they are, because they all deal with the same funny money. But the point is, they've got more of it than you do. And what you've got to do right now is take a hard financial look at where you're going and how to free up some liquidity and some cash flow in your own business. And the only way that you're going to do that is by sitting down honestly, taking a look at your books, taking a look at your obligations, taking a look at realistically, financially, where you're at. And if you're down to the point of saying, well, if I get hit here or hit there, I'm in trouble, you'd better pick up that phone right now and call James Martinez, 310-201-6536. And start taking control and get some liquidity back in your life, because there's more important things that you're going to want to pay for other than that, that icing on their cake. They call it the interest on your credit card debt. James,
yes.
We're out of here.
Call everybody. We're out of here. Thanks,
yep.
Everybody.
And just give them a call, folks. And please, don't be shy about this. Start planning for it today. Because I guarantee it's going to happen to you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow, James.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.